From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. As the year winds down, we're seeing more signs of a brighter economy in 2011. On the jobs front, the Labor Department is seeing another sharp drop in new unemployment claims than at any other time since the summer of 2008. NPR's Scott Newman has that story.
First-time jobless claims dropped by 34,000 to 388,000, a figure well below analysts' forecasts. Although the weekly snapshot, which includes the Christmas holiday, isn't considered all that reliable by economists, the latest figures are part of a six-week trend of steady or falling claims, and that could be a sign that hiring will pick up in the new year. The closely watched four-week moving average for claims has also trended lower for the past 2 months. Applications for unemployment benefits peaked during the recession at more than 650,000 in March of last year. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
And even though the housing market remains weak, analysts saw a 3.5% uptick in pending home sales last month, mainly out of the northeastern and western U.S. Separately, the mortgage giant Freddie Mac finds rates on 30-year fixed-rate loans still rising. It recently hit 4.86%. But no major surges in stocks today. Investors have been locking in gains after the market recently hit two-year highs. Before the close, the Dow was down 15 points at 11,570. NASDAQ was off about 4 points at 2663, with the S&P 500 down 2 at 1258. Depending on where they live, the newest homeowners may be in for a rude awakening on their energy bills. Heating oil prices are at their highest level in 2 years. New Hampshire Public Radio's Elaine Grant reports New Englanders are paying between $3 and $3.50 per gallon.
Home heating oil prices vary significantly from state to state because of transportation and distribution costs. But no matter where you are, heating oil prices have climbed rapidly in the last 2 months. In New Hampshire, a gallon of fuel has risen from $2.78 in October to $3.18 today. New England Fuel Institute CEO Howard Peterson says prices should top off soon.
They're at or near their peak. There's more than a month of inventory. Could they rise another 5%? Yes.
Peterson blames the price hikes on oil speculators. Other analysts say the economic recovery leads to the potential for more global demand, which in turn raises prices. For NPR News, I'm Elaine Grant in Concord, New Hampshire.
The Obama administration's former car czar is agreeing to shell out $10 million to settle allegations of influence peddling in New York. Steve Ratner denies New York State allegations that he paid kickbacks to secure $150 million in state pension fund investments. Ratner was known for helping the Obama administration overhaul the auto industry. This is NPR. The Tea Party's Christine O'Donnell, Delaware's defeated Republican Senate nominee, is firing back after she was accused of misusing campaign funds. NPR's Nathan Rott on O'Donnell's fighting words.
There's been no impermissible use of campaign funds whatsoever.
O'Donnell in an interview on Good Morning America. This a day after reports that federal authorities are investigating the Tea Party favorite for illegally paying personal bills with her campaign money. She called the accusations a thug politic tactic by Democrats and Vice President Joe Biden designed
to make sure that I can't move forward politically.
O'Donnell raised more than $7 million in last November's election, a Delaware state record. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Washington.
Ford Motor Company is recalling about 20,000 vehicles recently sold in North America because of an electrical short that could cause a fire. The recall covers small sports utility vehicles, Edge and Lincoln MKX, and F-Series pickup trucks. Driving through northern Arizona, certainly no picnic today. Much of the region's buried under nearly 2 feet of snow. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole reports more. Is on the way.
Forecasters expect at least another foot of snow to fall across northern Arizona before the end of the day. Heavy snow and freezing conditions have led to the closure of several major highways, including Interstate 40, the main thoroughfare between northern Arizona and California. More than 100 slide-offs were reported within a three-hour period yesterday, prompting authorities to close roadways in the interest of public safety. Forecasters say the storm is expected to move out of the region by late tomorrow as it moves eastward into New Mexico. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.